I'm recording right quick. I probably won't really get to finish this, but I wanted to record this last night, and literally, I like to record in quiet spaces, because if not, then you hear my daughter, and my parents, and everybody in the house in the background, which is kind of annoying to a certain extent, because you know, you're trying to record something, and then you hear noise in the background, so I want to re-record it this morning. Now, I probably won't finish this. I probably will finish it when I get back in the house, so you're going to get half of it as I'm heading back to my house to clock in for work or whatever. Because I don't have to really, I clock in at 7:45, but our phone lines don't cut on until 8:30, so I have a little bit of downtime to eat my oatmeal and talk to you guys, hopefully, after I clean up my room a little bit. So, anyway, I just wanted to talk to you guys. I know lately I've been coming on here and I've been telling you guys the last 2 to 3 weeks has not been good for me, and a lot has been going on, and I really, you know, didn't want to talk about these things because I wanted to keep positivity on here, but I also feel like in me telling my story and telling my truth, I can help another person. You know, a lot of times, every time I've come on here and I've told you guys a story or a situation, it's been not just for me to just be venting or just to be telling a story, but it's been for me to help someone else who may be going through similar situations or same things as myself. And if I can help another person, then I feel good about that, you know? So that's why that's so important to me. So I feel like yesterday was just a really rough day. Like, I woke up, I was feeling depressed, I was feeling down. And then, you know, I was feeling a way about certain things. So I had text my boyfriend his normal good morning text like I always do. And then he called me like around 3 o'clock. I think, no, it was like 3:50, 3:40, almost, let's say quarter to 4, almost 4 o'clock he called me. We're talking on the phone, and I really didn't want to talk about what was bothering me. But he was like, oh, come on, let's talk about it or whatever. So eventually I caved, and we started talking about whatever we were talking about. It just felt like, you know, for me, I wanted to have a civil conversation. I felt like I was trying to keep the peace because the last 3 weeks has been kind of rough. But obviously, he got upset about something I said during the conversation, which led to the conversation escalating to something I didn't want it to go to. So I simply said to him, like, hey, babe, you know, let's change the topic. He got upset about that because he wanted to keep talking about it. So from there, he felt in some sense disrespected because I wanted to change the topic and he wanted to keep talking about it. So I was like, are you serious right now? So I ultimately chose to hang up the phone up, because why would I want to sit on the phone conversation with somebody and they're getting upset and the conversation is going somewhere it don't need to go? Which is the only reason I said, let's talk about something else. I don't want to talk about this anymore. But of course, the conversation still escalated even though I said that. So, you know, I just hung up the phone. After I hung up the phone, I just texted him and I was like, hey, babe, I think we just need to take a break. But I'm going to give y'all a backstory before I get into that. So backstory is that me and him have been arguing for the past 3 weeks and we just have not been getting along. Now, me and my boyfriend have never had any arguments, anything like that, since we've been together. But the last 3 weeks, we've just been arguing and not getting along. Now, part of that is the fact that we are in a long-distance relationship right now. I'm in Virginia. He's in New York. Now, I understand when he went to New York, he literally went to New York because he had to help his family out. He had some stuff with going on with his family. He wanted to help his family out and be there for his family, which was cool. I'm like, family is everything to me, so I respect it. I get it. You want to help your family out, I'm going to support you. But you guys also have to understand that literally after me and my boyfriend got into a relationship, 2 weeks later, he left to go to New York. Right after we had just got serious, when we were getting really serious, he left. Which, again, I was trying to be supportive and I was understandable because it was an issue with his family that he wanted to be with them. I'm not going to stop somebody from being with their family, obviously, you know, and that's what he wanted to do. So I said, okay, cool, I'm going to support you. But during that time, of course, he was coming back and forth to see me. I feel like as of lately, we don't even see each other. So it's just been like a text, talk on the phone, FaceTime type of relationship. For me, I'm going to be honest with y'all, I don't like long distance relationships. They don't work for me. Now, for anybody else out there, because I've seen so many people have long distance relationships work, I support y'all. But I told you guys, I did a long distance relationship a few years ago with my ex. But luckily for him, we lived in the same state. He was just 2 hours away. Now, I definitely, after that relationship, did not want to do another long distance relationship where the person I dated was not close to my city. So, and before my boyfriend left, he was actually close to my city. So we were good. But I just didn't want to have a repeat of that again. So anyway, obviously my boyfriend had said that he was going to try to come back. He was going to come back home this at the end of this month for good. And he was going to leave New York because he wanted to be back with me. So I'm all excited. Like, yes, he's going to be back with me. Yes, I'm all hyped up and excited about it. Obviously, you know, I don't know if he's still coming back or not. I don't know. He said he was trying to come back at the end of this month because he was going to finish up everything with his family or whatever and come back home. So I don't know. But obviously me saying, telling him that we need to take a break did not sit too well with him. And the reason I asked for a break is because all we were doing was if you're arguing with somebody every day over stupid, I'm not going to say stupid, but over small stuff every single day. You're nitpicking at each other, and part of it is the distance. The other part is just, I really think, like I said, part of it is the distance, and the other part is just, you know, I feel like since he's been in New York, I see like a whole 180 change in him. Like, when he was here in Virginia, he just, you know, and this is not to say I don't want my man to go out and enjoy life and have fun, because I do want him to do that. But when he was here in Virginia, he would go to the gym, go to the grocery store, just go do little stuff here and there. He didn't know a lot of people here and didn't have that many friends because he was new to the area. So, naturally, he didn't go as much. He was mostly home a lot, and we talked a lot more. And he was really into his, you know, studies and all the things that he wanted to do. So, you know, that's what made me fall in love with him. But once he got to New York, it's just like, I guess being back in his element, being back in his environment, around his family and his friends and people he hadn't seen in a couple of years, because he hasn't been there he hadn't been in New York in a couple of years because he just, you know. And so I guess being around, you know, family and people he hadn't seen in a while, he just did a whole 180 change. Like, he goes to work, then after work, he's with his friends, he's with his family. He's always out in the city doing something. So he's never really home, okay? And so when he does call me, well, my mom is probably gonna need to get out of here, so I'm gonna have to park over here for a second. But anyway, so when he like I said, when he's at home or whatever, he's constantly, I had to park my car in a neighbor's yard. Thank God nobody lives in this house, but I had to park here for a second because my mom is literally like, you know, I think I'm about to hit these people's porch. But anyway, so naturally, like, you know, him being in New York was not like the end of the world or whatever. But like I said, he wanted to be going out with his friends every day, doing stuff with his friends he hadn't seen in a while, stuff like that, which was, you know, something that, you know, I was like, I can't stop you from wanting to, you know, be doing stuff with your friends or whatever. But it's like, he wants to go out every day. He doesn't want to be home. When he does call me, most of the time he's around family or friends. It's rare that he calls me when he's at his apartment. So I'm like, I just didn't like that. I felt like he was never home. He was never around me. And I wanted him to be more home with me, which he was not, you guys. So I'll be home. Like, it'd be days where I would say, babe, can you stay home and just talk on the phone with me most of the day? Like, especially on the weekends when I'm off. Or, like, just let's just do something fun, you know, FaceTime most of the day, or play the game, do something. He hasn't really played the game like that, but you get my drift. Like, I just wanted one-on-one time with him, and I wasn't getting that. All right, y'all, I got a clock in at 7:45, so I'm going to end this and go and clock in. And once I finish clocking in, I'm going to make my oatmeal, then I'm going to get back on here. I'm going to finish this with y'all. All right, y'all, so I'm back. I'm sorry about that. I clocked in. I just got through feeding my dog. I didn't even fix my oatmeal because I want to finish this story with y'all before I do any of that. Good to go right now. So, basically, like I said, the relationship was just really becoming, it's becoming not good. Like, he literally will have nights where he'll stay out all night. He'll be out till sometimes. It'll be literally like, he'll be out till literally like 3 or 4 in the morning, y'all, with his friends. Now, again, my boyfriend is a couple years older than me, y'all. So you would think at his age, why is he out all night long? What are you doing all night long? I mean, granted, he would call me the whole time he was out. But the point being, I kept telling him, like,
at your age, why are you out all night long? What are you doing? It's nothing for you to do. It's not like you're in your 20s. You're not in your 30s. Why are you out all night long? Like, even I wouldn't stay out all night long. And I told him it's about respecting your relationship as well. But I feel like he didn't really understand that. He felt like I was overacting. And the people he hangs with, I would tell them that they're not, the people he hangs with, not to be disrespectful, they aren't about anything. They don't have any goals in their life. They're not trying to work. They're not trying to do nothing. And he literally hangs with these bums that are not trying to do shit with their life. Now, not all his friends are bums, but majority of the ones that he grew up with are. They haven't changed their behaviors. They're still doing the same things that they did when, you know, when he was, before he left New York. Like, even when he was still younger, like in his 20s, they were doing, they're still doing the same stuff. They're not trying to be better or do better. They just want to keep doing the same things with their life. And so I tell him that, and of course he naturally gets mad at me because he feels like I'm talking bad about his friends, which I'm not. I'm just simply stating that why be around people that aren't trying to do anything with their life. But anyway, so between the arguments, between that, and just like I told you, his behavior just switching up when he went to New York, it's just like, it's hard to have a relationship with somebody. And I feel like I can't talk to him most times. Like, when I try to have a conversation with him, if I say something, if I word something a different way, if I don't say it the way that he may want me to say it, it turns into an argument because he feels like I'm, again, disrespecting him, or I'm not, I guess, doing what he would want me to do or saying what he want me to say. So it's like, how can I have a conversation? Like, yesterday's conversation was literally a conversation that didn't even need to go to the level it went to. You know, and then he keeps talking about like us being inactive with each other. Like, of course we're inactive with each other, because literally we're inactive because you choose for our relationship to be inactive. I literally try my best to help us, our relationship, be the best it can be since he's been in New York. Like, I'll call him as much as I can. I try to text him as much as I can. But I have admitted at times I don't always text him as much as I should, or call him as much as I should, because I get busy here. I have a daughter, I have a job, I have things going on, just like he has things going on up in while he's in New York. So I told him yesterday, like, I know I can do a little bit better sometimes, but that's me taking accountability. But it's hard when I'm taking accountability, but he's not taking any at all, and it's all putting the blame on me. He'll say things like, well, you did this, you. It's like, I'm not dating myself, I'm dating you. So if something is going on or something is happening, like, you need to take accountability as well. It's not just all Sherelle, and like, you're Mr. Freaking Perfect. But most times, that's how it feels with him. It feels like, you know, oh, it's a bug on my car. I was like, what's on my tire? And I see a bug. Sorry, y'all. I was like, what is that? But anyway, so yeah, most times it feels like, you know, he's Mr. Perfect and I'm not, because I make a few mistakes or I might do something that he doesn't like. So that just kind of got old to me. And then yesterday was just the final straw, because it's been 3 weeks of this shit. Like, he didn't even come down here for my birthday. My birthday, I had planned a whole weekend for us. Like, got a hotel. I held the hotel on my car because at the time, he was the one that was going to be paying for when we got there. Well, because he never showed up, and because something happened with his family, he wasn't able to come. Well, guess what happens? My credit card gets charged by this hotel, and they charge me for the whole fucking 3 days, not just the one night that I didn't show up, but the whole fucking 3 days. So that's $300 on my credit card, y'all, that I have to pay. But actually, I'm not paying it. He said that he would pay it, but I don't know. But at the end of the day, like I said, regardless, my credit card is going to get paid. I don't really care about, you know, the circumstances or whatever the case may be, is going to get paid regardless, because I don't play that, you know. But yeah, and then yesterday when we got into that whole altercation, he tells me, oh, I'm going to block you, because I guess he got mad when I said I wanted space. He's like, well, I'm going to block you, and don't text or call me. I'll call you or text you when I'm ready to talk. And I'm like, because he said that something about me not respecting him or something. I was like, so then right after he said he blocked me, he literally texts me 10 minutes later telling me to watch a video on YouTube about relationships or some crap like that. So I'm like, whatever, dude. I don't know if he blocked me or not. At the end of the day, I told him before he even said he blocked me, I was like, I'm not going to be bothering you. I'm not going to be texting or calling you. I'm going to be focusing on myself. And that's what I told him, which I am. I don't have a reason to focus on him at this point. That's why I asked for the break, so I can focus on myself and he can focus on himself, and we can figure out if we want to be together when all this is over and done with, you know what I mean? So, like I said, obviously, you know, he felt a way, and that's why he is doing and saying the things that he's doing. So I don't know, y'all, but like I said, if he did block me, that's on him. I'm not mad at him. Obviously, I'm not going to block him. He has two phones, an Android and an iPhone. I'm not going to block neither of his numbers because I'm not that petty, for one. And two, I don't have any intentions of reaching out to him anyway. And it's not that deep for me to block him. He hasn't done nothing that deep to me. But if he feels like he needs to block me, then that's his prerogative. That's his. He can do what he wants to do. If that makes him feel better, cool. The only thing I did was change his name in my phone because, you know, I was being petty yesterday when I was upset, so I changed his name. That's it. I didn't do nothing outside of that. But like I said, I don't know what's going to happen, you guys. I don't know if we're going to get back together. I don't know if we're going to make it work. At this point, I just truly just want to be happy, and I feel like I'm not happy right now because I'm having to deal with all this extra drama for no freaking reason. Like, all I want to do is just live my life and be happy, but it feels like it's hard to do that when I'm in a relationship that pretty much, you know, is doing more harm than good at this point, you know. And this doesn't change the fact that I love him and I want to have a future with him. Like, me and him are talking about having a son, talking about getting married and living together at some point. And I really still want those things, but I just cannot be in a relationship where it's arguments every single day, you know. So for me, it's like we have to get past the arguments, and we have to get into a better space, because if you can't even talk to your partner, then why be in a relationship? So it's a lot, you guys, and I didn't make this to throw him under the bus or to make myself look good. I made it because I feel like somebody out there can relate. We've all been in love, and being in love is not perfection. It's not perfect. Things happen. People have ups and downs, and a lot of times I didn't speak about my relationship because I wanted to keep the peace, because I didn't want to disrespect him or disrespect myself or disrespect us together. But me telling the story, to me, is not disrespecting us. It's more so me just letting you guys know that nothing is perfect. But like I said, I even take accountability for the stuff that I do that's wrong. I'm not perfect in our relationship either. I make mistakes. I do things that's not always good. But, you know, life happens, y'all. And unfortunately, you know, we're just in a situation right now that it's not good, unfortunately. So I don't know what's going to happen. I probably won't hear from him today, and he probably, like, I'm not going to reach out to him either, because I'm trying to let everything die down from yesterday, because everything was so heated yesterday. And I'm just going to, all I can do right now is focus on myself and my daughter. Like, she's about to get out of school next week. I got to figure out if I'm going to let her send her to daycare or keep her home with me. I'm thinking about keeping her home with me, but I gotta figure out some things before I can even do that, y'all, because I'm not even sure, like, how that's gonna work out for real. I don't even know, y'all. But anyway, I stepped outside my house just to make this for you guys, because my parents are still here. They haven't left to go to work yet. They're about to leave in a few minutes. But I'm about to go in and make my oatmeal, and I'm gonna relax, and I'm gonna watch some videos on YouTube, and may look at some TikToks. I don't know. But mostly, I just wanna stay to myself, y'all. I'm just in one of those moods where I just want to be by myself and stay to myself. Like, today, that's why my phone's on Do Not Disturb. And I literally had, like, you know how your phone's on Do Not Disturb and you can, let me give y'all a run through because I feel like I'm saying it wrong. But you know how your phone's on Do Not Disturb and you can go to Focus and then you go to Do Not Disturb and it's like allowed notifications. You can put the apps that are allowed or the people that are allowed to text you. Well, he was in the group of people that were allowed to text me, but I took him out of that, because I don't really want to get a text or a call from him right at this moment. You know, I just don't. I don't really have nothing to say to him right now, so. Yeah, but I doubt he's going to hit me up today anyway, because yesterday was just really bad, and I'm not going to reach out to him either. Obviously, I could text him. If he did block me, I could text him from my daughter's phone or another phone, but I'm not going to do that. I have no reason to. I just want to give him space, and I want to have my space, and I want to figure this out in a different manner, so. Anyway, y'all, but I'm going to end this. Always, I'll keep you guys updated. But again, I posted this video just to let you guys know that just because you're in love with somebody and you're with them does not mean your relationship is perfect. It does not mean your relationship is like you have a Cinderella story. It just doesn't. Being in love is not what people portray it to be. It's not like a movie. It's really hard work because nobody's perfect. But, and so that's why I wanted to tell my story, you know. But again, like I said, it's not to throw anybody under the bus because I'm not perfect either. But anyway, you guys, I am about to go in the house. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace and love.